This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
There we go. Hello, 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 hello.
Ash just said she's going to CC someone on an email. What does CC mean?
Copy.
And what does BCC mean?
Actually, I don't know what they stand for.
BCC is blind copy, I think.
Is that what that
it's
is?
Like, so you can
see who else has been included.
Yeah, yeah, but CC...
Do you? Oh, Hebe knows.
It's carbon copy, and it comes from when you used to put a piece of carbon in the like behind the paper so that it would print the paper behind it.
Stop
transfer
it.
Or tracing.
Yeah, transfer. Yeah.
So oh, it's a carbon copy.
And it's carbon.
I always heard of that saying, like, oh, it's a he's a carbon copy of your man or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I have it at school, and it's like a piece of like tracing paper that you put behind, and it would have carbon on it, so it would transfer it to the
blue.
That's interesting.
Sometimes blue.
Yeah, sometimes blue.
Yeah, yeah.
But also I find like carbon
green.
Copy, it's not necessarily carbon copying an email. It's just adding more people in.
Yeah, I know. Look at the internet trying to be all old school.
Yeah.
Carbon copy.
Ooh, well, actually, this is interesting because I heard that podcast is from the iPod.
Fuck off. I don't
get it's an Apple thing.
Fuck off.
No. Podcast is from the iPod.
Why? How?
Isn't what that absolutely mental?
Sure, iPods didn't have podcasts. That's weird.
That's what it was called. That's
no, but they probably did have a section called podcast.
Yeah, they did.
That's mad.
Blow your mind, didn't it?
Fucking Apple.
And then we still call it a podcast.
Do you know the fruit is because of Steve Jobs?
What fruit?
Apple.
Apple.
No
way.
He was before Newton and everything.
Yeah.
Class. My God.
Ready to go.
It's showtime. Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check.
Let's go.
3,
go.
2,
go.
1.
Woo. This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Good morning. It's Wednesday.
Oh,
here
actually,
we are.
Do you know what? Last week was dragging. This is kind of flying this week. I'm happy with this.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
You're
with
satisfied?
This. Yeah, I'm pretty okay
Give
with this.
Give it a tick.
I don't know what the difference is.
I know what the difference is for me.
Go on.
Because I was off on Monday sick.
Ah.
So this is Tuesday to me.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah,
I'm always
nice.
Going to be a day ahead of myself this week.
Have you worked a Monday?
Yeah.
In a while.
Again?
Have you worked a Monday in a while?
Yeah, I was here last Monday.
You were here last Monday.
I was off Monday, obviously, because I was I had to go to deal with the doctor and all that for a kidney infection. I was telling about this yesterday. But yesterday, I had the dentist, right? And I actually felt like a child in a good way when I met the dentist and the orthodontist. This is my Invisalign situation,
oh,
right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a check-in, kind of a third of the way through, by the way.
No
a
way
third
already.
Of it's done. That's it.
Do you have it in right now?
No, because I'm drinking a coffee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you can't be doing that or it'll melt. But they're in my pocket. I shouldn't have it in my pocket. It should be in a
Probably
thing.
Not, no.
No.
It
should be in a case.
Oh, gross.
I just shoved it in my pocket for a second.
Pockets full of spit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stunning every
mouth
second.
Full
have lint all over.
Yeah, mouth full of lint and wool.
Brilliant, yeah. My point was, is it what makes you feel like more like a child? Like you actually think you deserve a lollipop when they're like, this is excellent, Emma. The progress is really good. You're obviously very committed to them. I can see the movement. Top tier.
Fantastic.
I think by the end of the week, I need to see, what else have I got? A physio?
You've got
I've
a physio
done the
coming
dentist.
Up?
Oh, is it?
Oh,
you need
sorry,
to like,
need to kind of do a trim
you want
attack
a full,
all the body.
You want a full NCT check.
Full NCT. So I've done the doctor. I've done the dentist and the ortho.
Chiropodist.
Could do a chirop, yeah.
Look at the feet.
Have an L.
Chiropractor, crack the back out.
Oh, I wouldn't mind a bit of that,
nice,
yeah. Is there anything else I'm missing?
Therapist.
Yeah, I've probably do a bit of that, yeah.
You get your hair done.
Could do.
There you go, yeah. Normal.
You get your hair done. Be lovely.
Ultrasound.
You're with Emma, Dave and Ashley. Just gone 7:10. Hope you're well this morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
What's going on?
I came across an article this morning titled 6 Pink Flags That Could Break Your Relationship.
Pink flags.
Yeah. So obviously when somebody says something's a red flag, it's like big flashing warning sign. Do not proceed. Mm-hmm. Like this is like quite a big concern. But do you guys know what a pink flag is?
I can't say I do.
I know red and I know green.
Okay. So I was afraid to come on and be like, there's this new thing called pink flags because I think they've been
I've heard of something
for
around,
a couple of years,
yeah.
But a pink flag is kind of like a watered down red flag.
I remember this trend on TikTok.
Yeah,
a while
it's
ago,
like
yeah.
Something that isn't like a deal breaker, but it's like an area of concern.
Yeah, so the one I saw on TikTok was like gray flags, and it was just something like so mundane.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, it was quite an interesting trend, but no, I haven't heard of Pink Flag.
The thing about pink is it just strikes positivity, doesn't it? So it's
I know. But okay. I guess it's like red with a bit of white, so it would have been a bit of neutral.
A little bit.
But this article really annoyed me because it gave like six pink flags that could be like a deal breaker for your relationship. But I felt like they were so toxic. So one of them was they've never been in a relationship. That's a pink flag.
No, it's not.
Leave them alone.
I'm kind of.
Doesn't mean anything though.
It does a little bit.
It doesn't.
It doesn't if you're.
They're so undesirable.
It doesn't
so
if you're
mean.
14, like. But if you're 28 above and you've never been in a relationship.
Yeah, but I have friends who have never been in relationships. It's just because they've never met anyone, or because they haven't really been arsed trying,
Or because it's bloody hard to meet people.
Yeah, another one was they're friends with their ex. That's a pink flag. Yeah. You'd have a few of them, Dave.
I do. Yeah, I'm friends with
my
ex.
I actually kind of think that's a good thing.
It shows that you can not always hold this anger towards someone. Yeah.
And then another one was they don't post you on social media.
They don't post you?
Yeah.
But that's a problem.
I don't know if that's... I think that's not a... I don't think that's a good thing. I think that's weird if you
don't
post.
But what if they don't post at all?
If they don't post at all, that's fine. But if they're not posting it, I'd be
a little... Yeah, if they're posting everything else, but not
you. But you.
That's not
pink. If you're on a night out and say, for example, they take a picture with someone with you and can do that kind of behaviour all the time, but you're never included, you will be a bit like, why am I not being included in that?
Yeah, I think that's a red flag if they're doing that.
Yeah, I think so too, actually.
Interesting. Yes. Wow.
Because it just makes you feel like, what are you hiding me from?
Yeah, this is true. This is true. Okay.
This is the most...
Okay, this is good, guys. This is good.
This is the most conversation we've ever had. What's your red flag?
Well, I'm going to make it weird. Because I'm not really sure about the pink flag idea. I'm not really loving it. I feel like it's kind of like, I don't know. It's too judgy. I think. But I do like the idea of there being like a whole system of color-coded flags that mean different things for different relationships.
Okay.
So you could be like, oh, that's a magenta flag there. So I've come up with some that we, like a starter pack.
Hey, it's not a spin conversation anymore.
No, it's gone.
Talking about magenta.
Yeah, it's an Ashling conversation.
Okay, so I've come up with different color flags that could signal things in a relationship. So a blue flag would be like a bit of a moan bag.
Oh, yeah.
Always just a bit like, feel a bit sorry for themselves.
Yeah, looking for a bit of attention all the time.
That's actually a really good one. I like that because there's so many people like that.
Yeah.
It's like, they always feel sorry for themselves. Oh, victim mentality. Yeah.
Vanilla flag, boring.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, that's
But you see, the only, could you attribute those flags to other things? Could you be like, right,
no, because I'm making the list.
Right, but vanilla flag is just they're boring. But like, could a vanilla flag also be like, oh, their favourite TV show is Friends? Like, oh, that's a vanilla flag.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally. That's what I mean. It's like somebody does something, and then you say that's a vanilla flag.
Yeah.
It's boring.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like this.
This one quite specific. Maroon flag loves Maroon 5. Orange flag wears fake tan.
Yes. Very good.
That's not a bad thing.
No, it's not. They're not all
that's
bad.
That's a real
they're
orange flag thing to for you to say. To be honest,
they're not all bad. They're just signals. Purple flag gives good hugs like Barney would.
Okay. Yeah.
Turquoise flag good swimmer.
I would think the same.
Strong swimmer.
Yeah.
Gold flag, rich.
Yes.
Stinking rich.
100%.
And yellow flag, doesn't flush. Jeez. That's all. Thank you. Spin conversation.
Spin conversation over.
Make notes. This is Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
What's the crack?
Good morning.
Morning.
There is madness going on in a part of Spain. It is on the back of a TikTok trend, but it's gone to the point where police have been called to a certain supermarket on the back of, as I said, this internet craze that's taken over. Basically, singles have been encouraged via TikTok to shop in a certain supermarket. This is particularly in the city of Bilbao in northern Spain. And between certain hours of the day, if they, in their trolley, have a pineapple turned upside down in their trolley,
right,
it signals that they are single and looking for someone.
Yeah, I've seen
this. So this is becoming, as I said, a bit of a big thing. Lots of people are rocking into the supermarket, particularly for this. And the hours are between 7 and 8 p.m. The pineapple must be specifically upside down to signify that you're looking for someone.
How do you get a pineapple upside down?
Hard.
Yeah. Like,
that's you'd have to lean it up against things.
You would have
I was
to.
Thinking as well, though, because it's in a trolley and it has all those little kind of rectangles, you kind of shove the hairy bit into one of them, maybe.
Yeah.
Into the grapes.
I was thinking.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah, fair.
Then it kind of takes a turn. I feel like that's enough of a signal considering it's upside down. But really, to make your case, you're encouraged to tap your trolley against theirs. Gives me kind of bumper car vibes.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't like that.
No.
Because that's, you could do that anywhere and start a chat with someone.
Yeah, that's
true. The pineapple alone is the...
That's what you should say.
The USP here.
But they kind of go around then, right? With their upside down pineapple, bump their trolley into someone to signify that they want to speak with them. And then you have to wait for the other person to... I'm all about consent, obviously. But is there really a need for someone to come and bump you back? And then say, then you can say hello.
So they have to bump you back.
I like that,
bump you back. And then it's like, right, we'll go for a chat.
It's like swiping.
But what's the point of the pineapple then?
Yeah, why do we bring the pineapple into this whole thing?
But the
pineapple is just like, the pineapple is being on Hinge, right? That's the pineapple.
I kind of see what you mean.
And then when you bash into someone, that's you liking them. That's you going, oh, yeah, I like your vibe. And then if they bash you back, you've matched. And you go into the next aisle in the shopping centre.
Right,
and you go and chat.
Okay, yes, but, you're right.
I mean, if you just had...
Okay, I actually, you make a good point.
If you had people just with upside down pineapples trying to chat to each other, the whole aisle would be filled up with trolleys.
That's right.
You wouldn't get around.
Oh my God, so true.
Sorry, I haven't done this.
Oh yeah, you're so right.
I am right.
No, you are.
No, but this is just so ridiculous. It's just funny.
Like, I'm totally with you. The pineapple is that you're available.
Yeah.
Anything else, you need a tap or a bump.
Exactly. God forbid if you just like pineapples. I'd be filling mine with it. I'm very single.
There's none left. Other items in someone's trolley can provide clues about your intentions. So, for example, imagine if you're just minding your business, walking around with your chocolates and your sweets in your trolley. But this should signify, in this case, including the pineapple, that the other person is looking for a long-term relationship or something more serious, whereas a legume or lettuce means that you're looking for something more casual. I think you could have gone for something a bit more exciting than lettuce to signify you're just looking for a bit of a...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So I've just got an upside down pineapple and about 7 fifth foods just like lined up. This is me.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. So no lettuce.
No lettuce.
No lettuce. Okay, cool. The official TikTok account of the supermarket saying the pineapple on the shelf of the Mercadona waiting for you to go on a date, and the craze has gained so much traction that pineapples are... really scarce now in Bilbao.
I can't believe that you called it the Mercadona when your family have a house in Spain.
Yeah, how do you know the Mercadona?
Mercadona.
Is this just one particular supermarket, or is it all the Mercadonas in Bilbao?
I'm not 100% sure, but what I do know is that Lidl are now on board with this massively.
Oh, of course. So Lidl.
Be coming to Ireland, and they reportedly joined the game, launching their own campaign to encourage customers to do the same bit in their stores. Now, I thought this was all over the place, but seems to be at the moment in Spain. So according to, again, a Spanish website, Lidl have sent a message to all of its customers in Spain entitled La Hora del Amor, so the hour of love.
La Hora del Amor.
And what they're saying is, instead of a pineapple, please use a watermelon. Problem is, in Spain, I'd always pick up a watermelon.
Yeah, wouldn't you?
It's a bit more out
there. It's like an apple.
Yeah, exactly. Here it's the way we pick up like a load of bananas. So if they do bring it here, I think a head of cabbage upside down would be a good thing for us here.
Yeah.
Is that possible to stick upside down, a head of cabbage?
Well, just the leafy bits are on the bottom and the arse on the top, I suppose.
Right, okay. Nub. I feel like this is a very little thing, but only little online. It wouldn't be a little in-person thing.
What do you mean?
If you ever go to Little, it's not much crack.
Oh, Little's a great crack.
I don't think it's much crack, but it's like online, it's very good crack. It's very like, hey, we're a lot of fun and they're very funny. But then you go and you're like, I'm miserable.
I can't say I agree with that one now.
Really?
You made some good points this morning.
Little has a great personality. I think you're being really harsh.
I think a sack of spuds would be a good indicator as well.
Yeah.
Can't think of anything
but
else.
But again, everybody's getting spuds.
But that's true. So what's kind of a random...
You get something down the middle aisle.
Strawberry laces.
Yeah.
Right, okay. That's
because
specific.
Like, everybody could do with some strawberry laces in their life. Mm-hmm. You know, if you had to just buy them anyway, you'd be happy enough.
Exactly, yeah. Well, I would like them to bring it here. La Hora del Amor. Yeah, the hour of shifting or something.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see.
Right. I like that. Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. Welcome, one and all, to the greatest radio game ever.
Here we go.
This is a game called Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's a game where if you say the same thing that I've written down, then you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. If you would like to play, and I guarantee you, you should, because you will have fun.
You know what I just realised?
Go on.
Was Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down created over the summer?
Potentially.
So there's people back to their routine now who have never heard this game.
Oh, buckle up, boys and girls. This is awesome.
Welcome back. Listen up. This is fun.
If you'd like to play, WhatsApp is the word game right now to 087 711 1038. Here's how it works. I'm going to ask you something like name a town in North County Dublin. You'll hear three beeps. You answer on the third beep. If you say Finglas and I have Finglas written down, you are out. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I have written down. Every single one you get right, you'll win an IMC Cinema Pass. There's five up for grabs. If you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. If you say something that I've said, you lose all IMC Cinema Passes in the previous rounds.
It's a risky game.
It is a very, you're very risky game. You're dicing
with death. Bit of jeopardy.
So mentioned. If you'd like to play, the message is the word game right now. You could win up to five IMC Cinema Passes. We've done the maths. That's like €50 cinema voucher.
I can't remember the last time somebody got the full five of this as well.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So we would be buzzing with that today.
We're also coming into kind of, I know it sounds like an awful thing to say, but we're kind of coming into winter
soon. Stop.
So it means
you will
be going to the cinema.
Triggered.
You will be going to the cinema a lot more. So why not, free cinema.
You make
on
a fair
us.
Point.
So game in a WhatsApp right now to 087-711-103. Emma and Ashley, would you like to play?
Love to, please.
All
be
right,
my
here
honor.
We go. It's been a while since we've played the three of us.
It is?
Here we go, Emma and Ashley. We start off easy, as always. Name a date in September.
22nd.
4th.
The 4th and the 22nd, two brilliant answers. I have written down the 19th.
Lovely.
Happy birthday, Beyonce, today. She's 43.
Very nice. Question number 2, Emma and Ashley. Name a movie with Tom Hanks.
Ah, come on.
Forrest Gump.
Big.
Forrest Gump and Big.
Actually, hang on.
I know no
it's
movies.
Big Tom Cruise.
No, Big is Tom Hanks.
Big is Tom Hanks.
And I have written down Toy Story.
Yes, thank God.
4. Toy Story 4. So you're all good.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you were really handless, that one.
Here we go. Question number 3. A bit topical. More topical. Mm. Name a Coldplay song.
Every teardrop's a waterfall.
Him for the weekend.
I have written down Yellow.
Yes.
Lello.
Were you going to say Lello?
I was going to say Lello.
Come on, Ash.
Here we go. We are on to round 4, and you are doing incredibly well.
I don't care about 4. I want 5.
Name a county in the north of Ireland.
Antrim. Throne.
I have written down.
I can't look.
Antrim. Ah!
You picked one of the most famous.
All right, Ash, over to you.
A dark horse.
Here we go, Ash.
Oh my God, I've ever been on my own at number 5.
Here we go with question 5.
Okay.
Name one of my housemates.
Oh. Ashling.
I have written down Fiona.
Get in,
Ash has
son.
Done it. She has killed it. And that is Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down. It's a very fun game. You will have fun and could potentially win a lot of IMC Cinema Passes. If you want to play, game in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
We're going to play really, really soon, so get on that right now.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. It's a game we came up with over summer. So this may potentially be your first time ever hearing it. Who knows?
Welcome back, welcome
if
back.
It is, welcome back. It's a game where if you say the same thing I've written down, then you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I have written down. So if I ask you, like, name a town in North County Dublin, you say Finglas and I have Finglas written down, then you are out. It's as simple as that. You're playing for 5 IMC Cinema Passes.
It is Zach on this morning. What's the crack?
What's the crack, Zach?
Not too bad. How are you guys?
That's fun to say, isn't it?
What's the crack, Zach? What's the crack, Zach?
What's
really,
crack-a-lackin',
really like
Zach-a-lackin'?
What
Zach
is happening? Where are you this morning?
Just on the way to work. At the okay. minute,
what do you do?
Zones, I'm a teacher, so
very
back
nice.
To normality.
Oh, welcome
back. Oh, back to normality.
So,
as
can
well.
I ask, is that actually the first time you heard the game? Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down.
No, I was actually doing the exams in the summer, so.
Oh, very good.
You're a real one, Zach.
Yeah, you are.
You're real
You're
one.
Obviously secondary school, then, Zach, are you?
Yeah, secondary, Irish, PE and Spanish.
Amazing.
Oh, wow, beautiful. A linguist and a fitty.
Yes.
and your name is Zach.
And cultured, you can go, you speak Spanish
and
as well.
And Greystones.
Brilliant, I love this.
And this is all summer.
Zach, you are the full package and let's see if we can get you 5 IBC Cinema Passes. This is Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. If you say the same thing that I've written down, then you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. Have you heard the game before?
Yeah.
Amazing. You are playing for 5 IMC Cinema Passes. Let's see if we can get you 1 IMC Cinema Pass.
The full Zackage.
The full Zackage.
I just have to add that.
My God. Here we go with round number 1, Zach. You're going to hear 3 beeps. Answer on the 3rd beep. Name an app on your phone.
Instagram. Oh, sorry.
Instagram.
Tell me about a common one.
I have written down calculator.
Oh, brilliant.
So you're all right.
Okay, nice. All right, Zach, you've got to make a decision now. Do you want to go home with 1 IMC Cinema Pass or do you want to risk it and play for 2?
I'll go for 2.
Okay.
Good idea, Zach.
Smart decision.
Round number 2. Zach, name a sport that's played on grass.
Cricket.
Hey. Oh, yeah. Go on, Zach.
I have written down football.
Nice. Well done, man. All right, Zach, are we playing for 3 or do you want to go home with 2?
I will go for 3.
Good idea, Zach. Let's go for round 3. Name a breakfast cereal.
Cinnamon swirl.
Cinnamon swirl.
Oh, my man, Zach. He's never even heard of it. Doesn't even know what that is.
I don't even know what that is. Is that a cereal?
It's from B&M up the north.
Okay. Oh,
can't argue with that. Zach knows his stuff.
I have written down not that. I've written down Frosties.
Yes. All right, Zach. I think you're a man who could go for the 4. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely. Let's go for 4.
All right, 4. Round 4, Zach. Name a concert venue in Dublin.
Ooh, it's getting a bit more limited now.
The Gate Theatre.
The Gate Theatre.
Oh, come on, Zach.
Don't love the old concerts, but I'm not one to argue with Zach.
We'll give it to him. I've written down the Olympia.
Yes, we're into round 5.
We probably had some classical singer there once.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. All right. Well, all right, Zach, you are on to round 5, and Aisling has a very important question.
This is where it gets really hard, Zach. Do you want to risk it all, play for 5 IMC Cinema Passes, and more importantly, the big win, or do you want to go home with 4?
I'll go for 5.
Good. Oh, yes.
Here we go.
That's my.
All right.
Appropriate. I was gonna say that's my man.
Well, you just did. So.
Oh, dear.
There is no way you are giving us any Northern Ireland answers or Gate Theatre answers for this one, because round 5 separates the men from the boys. Zach.
Okay.
Name 1: Emma, Dave, or Aisling.
Dave.
Oh, this is so risky. I'm so scared.
I kind of think that was a good decision, but I don't know.
I don't know either.
I have written down Aisling.
Yeah!
Zach,
you're the first person to win 5 IMC Cinema Passes in weeks. Congratulations.
Unbelievable. Thank you so much.
Legend. Well done.
A fantastic player, Zach. Thank you very much for playing and enjoy the first term back.
Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Bye, Zach.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I like it, yeah. Just wanna wake up.
With Emma, Dave and Aisling.
I like it like that.
It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Morning. Hope you're good.
What's up?
Hey there. I met up with 2 of my friends yesterday. One of them has been living in Singapore and the other currently lives in Australia. And she's just home for a couple of weeks, so we all met up.
Was it just coincidence they were home at the same time?
Kind of. Yeah. Pretty much. So it was great to catch up and all the rest. And then something happened that made me feel like a teenager again.
Go on.
And it made me smile. Because when I went home, they went back to Kildare on the bus together. And when I got home, I was lying in bed, I was flicking around my phone, and I get a message on Facebook Messenger from one of the girls' mams.
Oh, no way.
And she goes, and it just made me feel like I was back in school, back in the old days. Hi, Aisling. Do you know if Emer got the bus?
Oh,
I know. And I was like,
so cute. Aww.
And then I was like, hi, Anne. The girls were heading to the 9:30 bus. I can check with Jenna to see if they made it. Great. And then I text Jenna, yes, I have Emer. So I sent back. And then she said, got her. And I said, I hope she's in big trouble now.
Oh,
and Anne said, just like her teenage years.
Oh.
fussing now.
That's amazing. So I love that so much.
Jenna doesn't have a working phone here. Is that what's going on? She can't really contact
her. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
But it was funny because I was on the phone to my boyfriend Alex at the time, who is. It was in America. He's back now. And I had to be like, sorry, I have to go, Alex. Emer's mom's texting me. Yeah. It's an emergency.
I have to get back to her.
And then I went back through our chat, me and Emer's mom. And Emer's an awful featherhead.
Right.
Because going back as far as 2016, it's constantly, hi, mom, it's Emer, phone dead. I'm in Sinead's. Hi, mom, it's Emer, just landed, phone dead. We'll text in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Just constantly throughout the years.
That's so insane.
Through your Facebook messenger.
Through my Facebook messenger, yeah. I'm like, well, something's never changed.
But if my mom texts you to be like, hi, Ash, did David get the mom? It's so embarrassing.
Oh, mom.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I came across a headline the other day and I thought, well, that's interesting. It's very highbrow though. Mm. So it says Ireland's luxury problem. What to do with its 8.6 billion surplus?
Bad.
And
what
I was
the
like,
hell?
8.6 billion surplus. So,
sorry, are we actually rolling in it for once here?
I don't really fully understand
what's
happening.
Don't we owe everyone a load of
money? But let's figure it out. Welcome back to The Last Word with me, Matt Cooper, on Today FM. Some news, probably quite old, that I have just said to you.
Yeah, it's been circulating for a while.
I think it's been since April, but this was last year's. 8.3 billion. Billion euro that Ireland has, meaning the year before we spent that 8.3 billion and then last year we didn't.
Wow.
So obviously we needed something. Maybe the washing machine broke or something. I don't know.
The year
what happened.
Before, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just kind of there waiting to be spent.
Class.
So on the show, I've done the maths so you don't have to. There are 5.127 billion, no, million people in Ireland. 8.3 billion divided by 5.127 million mm-hmm. is 1,618 euro.
Oh, so 1,600 euro each.
1,600 euro each.
Oh, do you know what? That would be lovely.
And that's what I think we should do with the money.
Just treat everyone.
Just split it. Why not? Yeah. It's our money anyway. We paid for it. We gave it to them.
Yeah, then we can decide what we want to do with it.
Exactly.
I'll fix a pothole if I like.
Yeah.
Or I'll get a new phone.
Yeah.
And both are valid.
But I might go on a holiday or I might not.
Yeah.
But obviously this stuff has already been done because that would have been used. This is why I have a surplus. There's extra.
Oh, because all the problems are already fixed. Oh, that's brilliant.
So we don't have anything to worry about ever again.
About that.
So problems, that whole problem era that Ireland had, that's done.
It's gone.
So now we just have a surplus of 1,600 euro each. I think we should all get it, right? Imagine everyone gets that tax-free, although I don't think it should go to the people in the government because it was their job to spend it and they didn't, so you snooze, you lose.
Yeah, so that takes out what, maybe like 100, is there 170 in the dollar? Well, yeah. Include the Senate, about like 200-300 people.
Exactly.
And the staff.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And they'd probably spend it on another bike shed or something like that.
Yeah, they're thick.
Also, babies. Babies.
Oh,
I don't think babies should get it because, you know, like one...
You just arrived here, you haven't paid your taxes
yet. Exactly. You snooze, you lose. Yeah. You haven't paid a cent
of tax. Actually, I would say anyone who hasn't worked yet, like teenagers up to a certain point, you haven't paid any tax.
Now, that's an interesting point, Evan.
Under 18s.
Yeah, I agree. Plus, if we gave to babies and like kids, the parents would just spend it.
True.
Do you know what I mean? And no one should be getting more than anyone else.
Fair.
So I think that. Also, people from the likes of like BlackRock and Ballsbury.
Oh yeah, no, they've loads.
So you have loads of money.
They're grand, yeah.
So if you're from there, or if you went to a private school.
Yeah, you're gone.
You're out.
You're gone. You're
finished. Oh no, 100%. I think we should make the list very specific.
Yeah.
Who's in and who's out on this cash total.
I'd say we're up to about 1,700 euro each.
Each. Okay, that's nice, but I'd like more.
Yeah, I would like more.
I'd like more.
Can we cancel some other stuff out, maybe?
I think so.
Yeah, I'll kick it off. I'd like to cancel out the people who have a car with a reg that begins with a 2.
Yes.
That's a good 100%.
Idea. Your car is 4 years old.
Yes.
You ain't getting anything.
Yeah. I would say anyone who has a tarmac driveway.
A tarmac.
I remember growing up just hearing over and over again how expensive they were. So if you have one, you're out.
Interesting.
Tarmac out.
I was thinking if you have one of those boots in the car that you press a button and it goes up or down.
Oh, yeah.
You do not need this money.
Go away.
You do not need this money.
I would say anyone. Sorry, no. That was a gift, doesn't count. Anyone who bought themselves their own real Stanley Cup.
Yeah,
Brian
I'm
Thomas.
Have to say that's gone. And speaking of Brian Thomas, I want to rule out anybody who calls Brian Thomas BTs.
That
means they're there on the reg
all the time.
What
they
about
don't deserve anything.
If you have a MacBook
gone.
No, gone.
Sorry,
unless you won that in a raffle.
Yeah.
Or on
you're
the
out.
Radio, you're
yeah,
out.
Yeah, you're out. You're
good
finished.
Yeah. Dell yeah. only, HP, yeah. all fine.
It needs to be falling.
Zanuzzi.
Needs to be falling
brand.
Apart.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Tevian, yeah. the Aldi brand.
So unless if it's a MacBook you won a raffle or you're robbed, then, you know.
yeah. So how much are we looking then each?
I don't know.
I'd say as well if I may. Can we just rule out Cork?
Just Cork in general.
Because it's so big.
They're so smug as well.
Yeah, they don't. They want to.
They're
be
happy enough.
City.
I actually completely agree with that.
They don't really want to
so
be part.
Cork people. And can I also add on? If you do the big shop in Supervalue.
Oh,
get out
dushed.
Of town.
Yeah, yeah, dushed.
See you later. Yeah. Okay. So that
we take out Cavan as well.
Why?
No, actually, because they'll only be scabbing off the rest of us then. if we do. Okay, so I've done the maths real quick on this, and I think we're looking at around 33,150... Sorry, 7 euro each.
7 euro?
Yeah, no, 33,157.
Where in God's name did you get
random
that?
Random
come on. Were you not writing that down?
I think we should just... If you make it just Dublin, we have about 6,459 euro. Each.
Just Dublin.
Just the Dublins.
Oh, we're just getting rid of every other county.
Every other county. Just don't tell them.
Okay, we just keep it between us.
Just don't say a word and we all get 6,500.
Happy enough with that.
Happy?
Yeah.
Deal?
Cool. That sounds good to me. Right, that sounds perfect. Good to me. Oh, sorry, Mark just threw in a last one. People who don't have to check their pay slip, I would agree. Oh. And also, yeah. People on payday morning who don't even know.
Who don't know this is payday.
Yes, I know a few people like that.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
So if you're just back after the summer and you don't know what's been going on, I had some news. Finally, I've met someone. Yeah, I'm going out with someone now. First time in bloody ages. And I'm looking for a bit of advice this morning from anyone who's ever done a long distance relationship. I was telling you, in case you did miss this a few weeks ago on the show and you're back into your routine now, that the guy I have met and I'm going out with is from the UK. And he works in Dublin sometimes, hence how we met and all that.
Ah, okay.
And say, for example, this weekend, I'll be going over to see him and all the rest. But there's going to be a time where there's just with work being so busy and stuff that there's going to be weeks and weeks the past where we probably won't see
yeah.
each other, right?
Yeah, and you'll have stuff on and all
exactly
the
weekends you might be like, oh, kind of pencil that in, see each other, something's going to come up and all that kind of stuff. And what was I going to say there? Something else. Sorry, I'm getting distracted.
It is very much a long distance thing, though. Even though it's the UK and it's quite easy to get to, it's still long distance.
Different country.
Yeah. To be fair, I remember going out with a girl when I was used to live down the country in Waterford for 5 years for work, and she lived in Dublin, and so I was like, even that was a long distance. Obviously, it's only a 2 hour drive or 2.5 hour drive.
Same situation. It's really the weekends that are free.
Yeah.
You know? And if something comes up, then that kind of rules that out. You know what I mean? So I'm looking for any tips or advice this morning. On 087-711-1038. If you've ever done long distance, even if, as Dave said, like from Cork to Dublin or whatever, or you're probably laughing if you've done long distance between someone in Australia and here, going off for God's sake,
Australia, Canada, UK, you can pop
over or whatever. If you've done even further distances, even more so, I'd love your tips. How to just keep it fun. I will say that what we've done so far over the last couple of weeks, and the longest we've done apart is just shy of 2 weeks, about 11 days.
Yes, so you're definitely in the, like, they're in the honeymoon phase, Dave, isn't that right?
Yes,
so
yes.
Things are going to get long.
Yes, exactly. And it feels like bloody ages, doesn't it? 11 days. God, jeez. So what we did was we watched Normal People, like, together. As in, are you pressing play now? Oh, sure, I'm on the player. I've ads. You're on BBC iPlayer. Okay, I've got ads here. Okay, wait. Take a picture of the screen. When you get to here again, let me know and I'll press play again.
That's like, so cute.
That's where we're at the moment, right? With stuff like that.
I used to do that for my relationship when I was living in Drogheda and they were living in Dublin. Like, it was literally only half an hour away where it's like, I miss you. Are you pressing play?
Listen, yes, I'm pressing play. I wish I was on this show back when I was doing long distance. My boyfriend's American and he lives here now, but like we did some hefty stints. So I definitely have some tips for you, but I'm very curious as to what people will say from other relationships, because you can get very creative.
You can. 087-711-1038. Get in touch. Any advice to keep it all fun if you haven't seen someone in bloody ages, get in touch. We'd love to hear from you. And your voice notes as well.
Keep it PG, please. It's a family show.
Trying to figure out stuff to do while you're apart to make it feel like you're all close. No.
But you're not close.
You can't see him at all, Emma.
There's miles and miles between you. 087-711-1038. Long distance being, for example, if you're in Dublin and your fella's in Cork or whatever, same thing applies, I suppose.
Absolutely.
Louise was in touch.
Hi, guys. For long distance dating, you could get the exact same dinner ready-made meals from the likes of Tesco or Marks & Spencer's that are in Ireland and in the UK, like a store that's in both countries.
Smart.
And then you could get the exact same bottle of wine and the exact same dessert, and then you could light candles and have a romantic dinner date on Zoom.
Fabulous.
I love
that.
Sounds like a great shout.
So cute.
I'd be raging. I'd be like, your candle doesn't look like mine.
Yeah.
Go get a different candle.
Oh, your red meal looks better than mine.
Yeah. Or I'd be like, I can't smell your candle. Paula has another suggestion for us as well.
So there's an app that me and my long distance partner use called Locket, and it's an app that's a widget that goes like on the front of your home screen, and it's a way of you sending like a little personal picture with a message just to let them know like that you missed him or anything you want to say or do, and it pops up like on their home screen, and
cute.
It's a really cute way of like just letting them know that you're thinking about them, in a sense, you know. It's very, very cute.
That is cute. I'd take the piss.
I would.
I'd be like sending like cobwebs. Haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, I think you could get very reliant on that app,
yeah,
couldn't you?
Yeah, good.
Totally, what the hell? You haven't opened me locket. I will consider myself quite the queen of long distance now. Luckily, not anymore, because my boyfriend Alex lives here. But
that's because you did such a good job at long distance.
Exactly.
I like to think we did.
Put so much effort in.
So we first met in 2019. He moved over in 2021. So for 2 years, we were very, very far apart. And what happened in the middle of that 2 years?
You couldn't
COVID.
Travel.
COVID, yeah. So the longest time we spent apart, I think, was 9 months.
Wow.
Which was horrendous.
That sounds awful.
Imagine being pregnant and not seeing your partner for the whole pregnancy.
Oh my God, I wasn't pregnant,
thankfully. So he was in Seattle, which again was like an 8-hour time difference that made things tricky.
Yeah.
And I was obviously here. Really, really hard. But we got very creative, particularly in COVID when we had a lot of time in our hands. I will say one rule of thumb just for any long distance couple: always know when the next meetup is.
Oh yeah.
So never be like, I don't know when I'm going to see them next.
Yes, it's good just to keep you driven.
That's
even
genius.
If it's in a month's time, you just have to have a date in the calendar.
Yeah.
That was the worst thing for us, was during COVID, when we were like, I actually don't know when I'm going to see you again.
Oh my God.
That's a horrible way.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. And sometimes you're like, I don't care if that's in 3 months. Just, I want to be able to look at the calendar going, that's the date.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So that's good.
Very good advice.
Another fun one that we did was we did some online gaming.
Oh yeah.
So of course you did. It's Alex. Pinball, I suppose.
It wasn't pinball, actually. We played this game called Overcooked, which is like where you're in a kitchen and you're both chefs and you have to make certain dishes.
Yeah.
And so like we were working together in the game, so that was kind of fun. And then we were like on like a phone call at the same time. We did bake-a-thons where we both baked the same thing at the same time and whoever's looked better won.
That's very good.
And were you against the clock kind of baking?
No, not really, but it was more just like there was a viewing
Poor
test
Ash.
At the end.
Alex starting this at 6 o'clock in the evening. It's 2 a.m.
Yeah,
it's a time difference.
We did a long distance book club where we both read the same book at the same time.
You're so cute.
And then we also wrote letters to each other, which obviously was a lot, made more sense because we weren't seeing each other for so long.
Yeah.
But I think it's cute.
That is really cute, man. Yeah. I love
really
that.
Adorable.
Random postcards. That'd be fun.
That's good.
That would be really
random
fun.
Places that you go.
Yeah, that's so cute.
So there you go.
I really, really like those
tips.
Ideas. They're very, very
and
cute.
And I never knew what you guys got up to, so there you go.
Oh, there's some things I won't be telling you.
I feel like it's easier these days, though, isn't it? I feel like it's easier nowadays to go through a long distance.
Oh, yeah.
You have so much technology that you can... You have your little widgets, like the Locket widget.
Yeah.
You have, like, your FaceTimes and all that kind of stuff. So I think you're in a good position to be in long distance.
Yeah.
Any more, let us know. 087-711-103. I'll use them. I will. I'm going to send a postcard today. Ashling, I think, is the real queen of long distance relationships, as we've just heard how her and her boyfriend, Alex, who I'm sure you've heard about in the show, how they navigated COVID living in, well, one in America and one here in Ireland.
Like, yeah, but like, I can't claim the title anymore because we obviously live together now. But
I also did mine from Drogheda to Rush. So, like, let's not just give Ashling all the praise.
There's
here.
A border there.
Exactly.
I know the reason I'm looking for some tips is I'm in a new relationship and he lives in the UK. So, you've seen him at the weekend and stuff, but I know there's going to be spells where it's going to be a couple of weeks looking for stuff to keep it fun, you know, in the interim. Ashling, I think the best advice so far you've said is always have a date in the diary of when you're going to see each other again.
That is really good advice.
I think it's important.
Yeah. Just keep the hope alive, you know? Luke is standing by. What advice do you have?
So I know at first myself and my girlfriend got together, we didn't kind of get to stay or see each other every single day of the week, just kind of finishing out college and starting work and all that sort of stuff. So one thing we've always done when we were just crazy, we still are into, we'd watch Emmerdale, Coronation Street, all that sort of stuff.
Brilliant.
So we started sharing the screen on FaceTime. and the audio and everything would transfer perfect. So we'd be watching the exact same episode, exact same minute, and we didn't have the problem that you were having at first, where we'd be like, oh, you press pause on this ad and it'll,
yeah,
one yes. minute at the same time,
so. If one of you has pressed pause, and, or if whoever had it pressed pause.
And could you see each other as well?
We did, yeah. Not as a, look, we see each other a lot more now, obviously.
No, I mean, sorry. On the screen. I mean, could you see each other on the screen and chat while you're watching the programme?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, so you're watching Emmerdale on your phone and there's a little icon of the person's face down the bottom right-hand corner. Is that the correct?
It's like a Zoom where you share a screen.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never done that.
Yeah, they're up in the corner of the screen and you can still watch whatever you want.
It only works with Emmerdale, though.
Yeah, you have to watch Emmerdale.
Brilliant, so you can
watch
all
your subs.
Amazing. That's deadly, Luke. I like it. Good advice.
Cheers, man.
All right, cheers, guys.
Are you still going with the soaps, yeah?
We are, yeah. Well, when we can.
Good stuff.
So cute.
Cheers, Luke. Talk to you later.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye-bye. Interim producer Hebe as well has navigated long distance. What's your advice, Gal?
Yeah, I did New York to London. So it was...
That's far.
And which one were you?
This is actually a really touchy topic. Thanks. No, it was all right. We did it for like 8 months. And one of my favourite things we used to do was we used to surprise each other with deliveries, with like takeaways. So obviously it was like breakfast for him and lunch for me. But oh. I got DoorDash, which is like the American Uber Eats, and then surprise him with like sushi or something random.
That's so cute.
There's something at the door for you, and he'd go and get his food, and then I'd get mine.
That's so cute.
Yeah, that's really so cute. Nice.
I really like that.
Guys, this is so mushy. I love it.
Most mushy thing we've ever done on the show.
I'm in so much mush. I don't know when it's going to end.
Can't get out of it.
Charlie's stunning boy. Charlie, what advice would you have doing long distance? Oh, sorry. There you are, Charlie. What advice would you have, Gal?
So there's an app called Official. Okay. It was recommended to me by a friend, and it's honestly my favorite thing. So you get daily questions that you answer. You both get the same question, and it could be little things like, oh, what's your favorite memory from the relationship? All other things like that. And it's really cute. There's other little sections in it where there's quizzes and stuff, so you can see what you both think about certain things.
There's
a section where you send each other notifications. So you can send them a kiss, you can send them a hug, and my personal favourite, there's an I need attention button. So I spam it every single day and get my attention.
Aww. I need attention.
God.
Where does your partner live?
He's from Kilkenny and I'm from Cavan, and neither of us were driving over the summer, so we couldn't see each other all that often.
So you were together in college. You're together in college, are you?
Yeah.
How thrilled are you that you're back in college?
I am so excited. I moved down yesterday. He'll be down now on Sunday. So down the days.
That's so exciting.
No more quizzes.
In the meantime.
No more quizzes.
I need attention.
Yeah. I'm honestly loving this idea of this app. I'm kind of like, will someone else download this app with me? And can we just do this?
We can just play.
Yeah.
Charlie, that's unreal. Enjoy the meetup on Sunday. And thanks a million for that, okay? Welcome
Thank
back.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Charlie. Bye. Good luck. Bye.
Get up. Good morning.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning.
Hello.
What's going on?
Morning. You might remember about 2 weeks ago, we had Michaela Hayes on the show with us. Michaela is on Spin from 10. And she was doing this little experiment to see which of us kind of had the most respect in the office. And she bought 3 mugs with each of our faces on them and said, whichever mug isn't stolen is kind of the most revered, the most feared member of the staff.
Yes. Just for context on this, poor Michaela's mugs are getting stolen left, right and centre.
Left,
I was on
right
the hunt
center.
For them everywhere, yeah.
Yeah, so Emma, I think you were the one who was stolen kind of the least frequently, so we decided you had kind of the most clout.
I haven't even seen this mug yet. Let's have a look at it.
Of your own one?
No, don't know where it is.
You need to steal it. It's because it's been stolen now.
Probably, yeah.
Well, I've yet to use my mug.
I've never used my mug either.
And
sorry, Michaela.
About 6 minutes ago, I receive an email from the big boss.
Oh, the big boss.
The big boss.
The double B boss.
Yeah. And the subject title is apologies dot dot dot. And immediately I'm thinking, how can I use this to get more money? And I am going to try. This is the email I received. Apologies, but I've just realized I've been using a name branded mug from upstairs for my morning brews today. I'm really sorry, but it looks like the mug is branded with your name. I wasn't thinking and I just grabbed any mug. I hope this doesn't derail anything. I'll go wash it after I finish this brew and put it back. Again, oh apologies.
See, if the big, big boss sent me an email that started with apologies, I would presume it started off with, or it starts off with, it's just not working out.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Morning, I had an Aki Momo with a couple of different people.
What's wrong,
on
Dave?
Monday?
Aki she said, Momo.
Oh, he doesn't like Aki Momo, and he doesn't like, what's your one, Switcheroonie?
Yeah, he doesn't like anything that's fun. He doesn't like joy, RJ.
I just hate it. Aki Momo. It's like when someone says, like, epic fail. It's like, are we living in 2005?
I don't like epic fail.
God, yeah,
there's a new one on the rounds because of Joanne and Vogue's podcast as well.
What is it?
Hundy P.
Hundy P. I do like Hundy P.
What's Hundy P? 100%. 100%.
Oh, okay, Hundy P.
Hundy P.
Well, I had a Hundy P epic fail. Followed by many Aki Momos.
FML.
I was like, oh, FML.
I hate this. This is not amazing.
On Monday, it was raining cats and dogs. And all day, as we know. And I had to go out and I had to get a birthday present. And so I went to a certain fancy shop. And then afterwards, I went into Tower Records. And when I left Tower Records, I said, oh, damn it. Oh, FML. I don't have my umbrella.
Balderdash.
I'm
obviously after leaving my umbrella somewhere in Tower Records. So I go back into Tower Records and I walk around all the different aisles. I'm like going through the DVD section that I didn't even go into. And then eventually I went up to the counter and I was like, sorry guys, like I'm literally just after leaving, but did you see an umbrella? And the girl behind the counter was very cool because it's a record shop.
Yeah, it's Tower Records.
And she kind of went
cool
and had
tattoos,
a look.
No.
Short with fringe. Me and she said, no, I don't have your umbrella, I'm so sorry. I was like, damn, someone's after robbing my umbrella. But I'll go back to the fancy shop and I'll see if I left it there. Entered the fancy shop, it was bloody Brown Thomas. Only in there to buy a present now, not for myself. And so I go back into Brown Thomas and I just feel like any time I'm in Brown Thomas I feel like an absolute trollop.
Yeah, same.
Because I'm not wearing like unbelievable like heeled boots and a fashionable outfit.
I had to go in there and get a voucher once and I was in a full tracksuit and I was like, I just know they're all just going, ugh.
I feel like they're going to kick me out.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm now sopping wet because I don't have my umbrella. I go into Brian Thomas and I go back to the counter where I'd bought the thing that I bought and I said, sorry, I left my umbrella here. And I was, and they were like, oh, I didn't see an umbrella. I was like, oh, well, I left it here. I was like, it's here. And then I was like, somebody's after robbing my umbrella from Brian Thomas then.
Wow.
And they said, go to the security man. So I went and I spent about 10 minutes with him saying that I left my umbrella. I was like, purple umbrella.
Oh my God.
He's like, no, didn't see it. I'm like, this is a disgrace. This is a disaster. I love my umbrella. Go home. Never brought the umbrella. Umbrella's at home.
Are you serious?
Yeah, umbrella was at home the whole time.
Ashling.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And this is the second time this has happened to me because I remember once before I went into school when I was in primary school and I was wearing this new like a hairband, but those like cotton scrunchy hairbands that go around your whole head, like a headband. But they were real in back when we were in primary school. And I got it in like a Spanish market and I loved it. And I wore it into school one day and came in from big lunch and I was like, my hairband's gone. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, how dare you?
I was like, teacher, lost my hairband. It's from Spain. Priceless.
From Spain.
I was like, I need to get this back. And I was like, I need to go around the classes, which is like the ultimate
joy. Stop.
Joy.
Knock, knock. Hi, teacher, can I interrupt, please? Yeah. I lost my hairband.
Yeah, yeah.
Why would it be in that classroom?
In case someone picks it up on the yard, go around all the classes. Mm. No hairband. I'm devastated.
Get home.
I'm like, did somebody whip it off my head? I don't know. Get home. Never wore it. It's in the, it's in my bedroom.
This very thing just happened to me this very weekend. I have a treasured pair of fake Prada sunglasses that I got off a guy on a beach in Spain this summer, right? They are fake as fake can be, but I love them.
Yeah,
right? I just love
nice
them so much. Yeah. And do you remember I lost my fake pair on the plane?
Yes.
On the Aer Lingus plane. And I was so desperate for them back. I emailed Lost and Found. Like, they were worth a fiver.
Yeah.
Still, I wanted them back so bad. So anyway, I got a new pair on the beach in Spain this summer. I adore them and I'm trying to keep them safe, right?
Yeah.
They're worth, honestly, a fiver.
But in your head, they're worth real Prada sunglasses.
Yeah, of course.
Because they look like that.
Yeah, yeah. But so I went to visit my sister over the weekend all the way down in Waterford and ever since I've been texting her, Laura, are you sure they're not there? Like, I've definitely, I must have left them. Maybe they're in Florence's playroom, maybe they're in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Have you checked your car? It was in your car. Emma, I've checked everywhere. I don't have your Prada sunglasses. Last night, I was unpacking my suitcase from the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were in the suitcase. I never even wore them all again. They were just there from start to finish. So there you go. I haven't told her yet. I hope she's not listening.
I feel like this is something I actually do remember. And it was when I was like a kid, but this, it's funny that this one comes to mind. And it was like we were going ice skating in Dundrum or something, right? And you know the way they take your runners?
Yeah.
And they give you the ice skates. And I had just got new runners. Mm-hmm. And so I remember after finishing ice skating, I handed back in my thing and they gave me back the runners. And I totally forgot that they were mine. I got new runners. I was like, no, my runners are superstars. They're filthy and they're black stripes. But they went searching for 15 minutes.
Stop.
Oh, they are mine, actually. Sorry.
Oh, what a disaster, Rooney.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
How are you? I saw an ad come up on my Instagram last week or 2 weeks ago for a new app that everyone seems to be using for buying things, like a new type of wish.com. Mm. It is called Temu.
Yeah, it's everywhere. I've been getting ads for that as well.
Whoever's controlling their like KPIs or whatever you call them, they're like the first search. If you search for anything on Google, they come up with a suggestion.
It's mad.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how they own the web space so much, but they're crazy. Everywhere. Sorry, yeah.
Anyway, I went onto Instagram, got this ad, and they were like, here's three free gifts. And I was like, that's not true. But then it was like, no, seriously, here's three free gifts. And I was like, okay, maybe I believe you a little bit. So I downloaded the app, logged in, and then it was just like, here's your three free gifts. What do you want? And I just had to go through a little catalog and it was like, pick this one, this one, this one. And I was like, cool, you got three gifts. All you need to do to get these free gifts is pay 45 quid. And I was like, oh, that's not really
free though.
However, it wasn't pay 45 quid for the free gifts. It was spend 45 quid.
Anywhere on the website.
And of course,
anywhere on the website.
You were like, hell yeah.
So I was like, hell yeah. I've got
sounds like a challenge.
Three free gifts, right? So on the app, I bought a dash cam. I bought a mobile phone holder for my car. I bought what I thought was a toolbox, turned out to be a coffee cup with a picture of a toolbox on it.
It was like minimal money should have given that one away, but there you go. Yeah,
fair enough. I got a breathalyzer for the crack just to see if they work. I got a powerful mini car vacuum cleaner. Mm. I got a portable speaker and I got a razor.
I must say, it's the most lad buying stuff on Temu thing I've ever heard.
It really is.
So like, lad.
So they all arrived yesterday.
Yeah.
And I've used every single one of them.
Have you?
And I'm ready to review them all with you.
I'm especially excited about the little mini Hoover for the car because I think they'd be so handy if it's decent.
Right. Well, we start with the dash cam. Okay. I put it up on my car and I had to put a wire all the way through to the car to make sure that it was hidden.
Yeah.
But I stuck it up and then went about my day. And then it was nighttime and a car alarm outside started going off. And I was going, someone's car alarm's gone off. Sick enough. That sounds like my car. Went out to my car. The dash cam had fallen and so the car alarm went off.
Okay.
And then for the four times that I put the dash cam up, it fell down.
Every time?
Every single time.
Now, is this a review of you sticking it up badly or a review of the bad dash cam?
Well,
does it work like
bad sticky?
The actual camera does work, yeah, but it needs an SD card and it didn't come with an SD card, so I'm going to give it a 3 out of 10.
Okay.
Okay.
Then we have the multifunctional phone holder for the car. It sticks on your car and it holds your phone.
Yep.
Driving to work this morning, phone fell off it.
No good.
Gonna give that I'm gonna give it a 3 out of 10 purely because it's still stuck to the car and I think that's very good.
But not much good if your phone's falling out of it.
No,
anyway.
Fair.
Doesn't serve its purpose.
The coffee mug that I thought was going to be a toolbox, but it's just a picture of a toolbox on the coffee mug.
I'm you're already going into that a bit sour, aren't you?
Yeah, that's a 0 out of 10 for me.
Okay. Wow,
not good.
Full on 0.
At all.
Damn.
We have a breathalyzer. I haven't used that yet, but I haven't been out. So
give it a rating anyway, go on.
Yeah, I give it a 3. It has a keyring.
Okay, cool.
A powerful mini car vacuum cleaner.
Oh, come on. This is the one now.
I give it a 4.
Not powerful.
Okay, first of all, the packaging was terrible. It was like ripped open and it was just awful. And then all these little bits that you can connect to it that don't hoover up anything.
Oh, no.
Like at all. Like just tiny little bits that are stuck in the car seat and it's like...
See, like that's the thing. I want one of them because you know if you have one cheeky sausage roll in the car,
oh, stop.
You don't want to be whipping out the whole Hoover
yeah.
for something so small. It's like, oh, I just spilled a bit there.
But it'll take so long as well if it doesn't really Hoover the stuff up.
Yeah.
It's
oh, yeah.
Really,
that,
really
that's
bad.
Why I'm disappointed with that.
I got a portable speaker.
Oh,
I turned it on and it went.
Brilliant.
And then I was like, oh my God, it scared the life out of me. You cannot hire the volume up on the speaker. You can only do it on your phone. If you hire the volume up on the speaker, it restarts the song.
Brilliant.
So
okay, so it's just a song.
Yes.
A skip.
I don't know why that
rather
is.
Than volume.
And then lastly, we have the electric razor.
Oh yeah.
I was terrified.
Imagine.
Because I clicked turn on and it's like.
Yeah.
And I put it up to my face and now I have a little cut.
I do notice you still have hair on your face.
I do still have
so
hair
on my immediately
face.
Cut your face.
I tried to go over this, like I think I could go through this with my armpit, and what it would do would be it would cut the skin and not the hair.
Okay.
It's actually really clever that way. Yeah. Really, really good. So I'm going to give that
Sweeney Todd
a 1 out of 10. That is absolutely terrible. Plus, it's the tackiest thing in the entire world. It looks like a razor that you think a cool barber would have,
right.
But it's the cheapest
gold,
thing ever.
It?
It's gold,
yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
Cylindrical hand-shaped thing, and it has like lions and stuff. It's like a Japanese
whatever.
Like, this looks terrible.
Okay.
So I give it a 1 out of 10. So
what was the best?
The best thing, I'm going to say the coffee mug with the toolbox picture on it. God, that was cool. No, I'd imagine probably the speaker.
Okay.
Like, it's fine.
You'll use it.
Yeah.
Is it loud?
Yeah, it is actually.
Good for a house party, like.
Yeah, it's decent.
Is it okay? Well, that's okay.
Is it worth €45?
No.
Is that essentially what you spent
yeah,
on it?
Yeah, I know. I'm glad I had the experience, though.
Yeah, yeah, you've tried it. You've taken one for the team.
For the plot.
Recharged.
We are going to be coming to you live on Friday morning from Harvey Norman in Blanchardstown for a very important reason. They've been on the show for the past couple of weeks, giving away so much tech, getting you ready for back to college time, and giving you a chance on Friday morning to win that €2,500 Harvey Norman voucher if you've won tech on the show over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, they're here to help with all the biggest brands and the latest technology is Harvey Norman. Laptops and tablets to SIM-free phones and printers, plus a whole lot more, which is really, really cool. So yeah, I'm actually really excited to do the show on Friday.
Me too. It'll be loads of fun. We have two more places left in that grand finale. Loads and loads of games to win that €2,500 voucher. Are we going to get a Keen in today?
I hope so. Keen, what's the story? Are you heading back to college or is that all behind you?
It's all behind me, unfortunately.
That's okay. Good
I
crack.
Know. It's a good old days, isn't it, Keen?
Yeah. I'm actually working at home today, so.
Oh, very good. What? Where did you go to college?
Spins keep me company.
Thanks, Keen.
Where did you go to college?
Trinity.
Oh, very nice. What did you study?
Business.
Very good. Ian, and are you in the world of business now?
Yeah, I'm working on banking.
Oh, very nice. Oh, very good.
You did the right thing, didn't you?
Listen, would you be too busy to join us on Friday morning? We hope you can make it to the grand finale for your chance at winning that massive €2,500 Harvey Norman voucher.
Oh, I'm sure I can make it.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So you just tell your boss.
You can be just doing bits on the side.
I'm sure they've great.
Yeah, I won't.
Do you know on those, sample laptops that you can go and have a little look
in? Exactly.
Just go and do your work on one of them.
Log into Outlook there.
Yeah. Listen, we might have a doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
Sick as a dog.
We want to sort you with a new degree this morning on the show. This is obviously the Spin College, so we'll make this really easy for you. Sports science is today's degree. You've got to answer 3 questions correctly in 30 seconds to win today's tech prize and to get yourself to the grand finale on Friday. Are you good to go, Keen?
Hopefully, yeah.
Best of luck, Keen.
Let's do it, Keen.
All right, question 1. Name any swimming stroke.
Backstroke.
Sure. What is the name of the ball in hurling?
God, I'm really not a coach now. Hurling.
In hurling. You don't know the ball for hurling.
A slit.
A slur.
Yeah. Name any Olympic sport, Keane. Quick.
Any.
Swimming.
Yes, my God. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Sorry, that was awful, yeah.
No, you're okay.
Listen, you did what you needed to do.
Keen, I presume you've heard of Slitter, just wouldn't come to you, yeah?
Yeah, it just wouldn't come to me. I didn't know whether that was there.
All right, Keen, congratulations. You're in that grand finale to win that €2,500 voucher. Plus, you have won yourself a Fitbit Inspire 3 and Huawei Buds. Congratulations.
Oh, unreal. Thanks so much. Have a good day.
Good luck. See you Friday, Keen.
Right, bye.
Bye. I love this. Unlike other things we do in the show, in this case, everyone that wins, we're like, see you Friday.
Yeah, I know.
It's cute.
Sure, we'll see you Friday.
So you have to come collect your prize.
I know, yeah, totally, yeah. The whole I'm a culture, I don't know what a Slitter thing is.
Yeah, I've never heard of that before.
Sorry, 7 odd Ireland's in a row. I know that was football.
Yeah, football. Definitely
the GAA is not a Dublin thing.
That is definition of brain fart.
Yeah.
Would exactly be me if I was Keen talking to you guys right now. I'd make bits of it. It's just what would happen, you know. Your very last chance to get yourself into that grand finale on tomorrow's show and to win yourself our final a big tech prize, all thanks to Harvey Norman.
I might start doing that for every question I don't understand. Do you know what I mean? If someone goes,
I'm not a culture.
What's Pythagoras' theorem? Oh, I'm not a culture. No.
But I know I'm not a culture.
Here she comes, Kelly Harrington. Ding, ding, ding.
Do you remember on the show, like, was that a year and a half ago, I took up boxing?
Yeah.
And it lasted like 8 weeks and then I didn't do boxing anymore.
I remember that, yeah.
I think you went a lot less than the full 8 weeks.
I think she went 3 times.
I think you
went
3 times.
I went more than 3 times.
I don't think we completed the course.
No.
How many times?
I'm making up for it today because I'm getting back into the boxing.
Woo! Getting into that ring.
This is my version of getting new stationery for December. You know, when you're like, I need to do something with my
Yeah,
is my new school bag. So I'm going to be able to move my arms in the morning, Dave. You're on standby, yeah?
Yeah, no bother.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.